necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Whatever the white man says ain't never meant nothing to me.
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I'll be talking about cutesy names we give white people. Okay, now this has been on my mind for a while now, and it's really annoying that we give these crackers these cutesy names like Karen, Becky, Brad, Chad, all those cringeworthy names and stuff like that. While we call them those cutesy names, they call us niggers. Oh, look at them niggers over there. Or nigga. And it was in a video that was featured, I believe, from Monday, where these white girls and this Hispanic boy, or Hispanic girls and Hispanic boy, they obviously are pale. So we will just say they're white, because Hispanic is an ethnicity, and many people should recognize it as an ethnicity, but your skin color is a whole different thing. You're either black, white, and you do have the mongoloids, aka the Asians, who are a variation of a yellowish color. But hey, they're not the subject of today's podcast. We're talking about these cutesy nicknames. Why is it that we give these cutesy nicknames, especially the whole Karen, the Becky? I really don't understand it. And you think it's cute to call them these names while they out here are spitting in our face, got their knees in our neck, got their feet in our neck, their boots all in our back, killing us. They're calling the police on us to get us killed, because the police is their personal hit squad. And you're sitting up there calling them Karen. Oh, look at Karen call the police. She's being such a Karen. Okay. That's not being Karen. That's just being a typical white bitch. Straight up. I don't care if you don't like what I said. It's the truth. It needs to be said. These white bitches are calling the police on us, and you're sitting up here calling them these cutesy ass names. There is nothing cute about that. They are getting us killed. There is nothing cute about calling them Brad or Chad or whatever you call the white males, those demonic devils. There is nothing cute about it when they got their knees in our neck and we're telling them we can't breathe and they're killing us. Let me calm down for a minute, because it's frustrating. It's honestly frustrating, because you see it, and it's like people are going to continue to do it because people follow trends. They don't think with their own mind. They just see what other people are doing and they do it. And then I saw a video where this white woman, this white police officer, this white bitch cracker, talking about, oh, Karen calling the police on these kids in a bouncy house. Now, the fact that you got these crackers saying the whole Karen thing, they know it's cutesy at that point. That's just them mocking us. That's them just rubbing salt with lemon in the open wound. And you sitting up there just key with them. Like, oh, even white people are getting tired of white people. Like, okay, so what, she said that the whole Karen thing, that she's not tired of her. If she's really tired of her people, You're not gonna make a video and post it. Lock that bitch up. Let's see you do that. Let's see that video. I bet you didn't. I bet you she's not in the back of the car. Because if you really felt like this woman was just wasting your time, why is it that she is not in the back of your police car? The one from the Central Park, she got fired. Granted, she got fired because the law firm that she worked for was like, we don't tolerate that mess. But that's just them covering their ass, as usual. Because we, the lawyers, cannot have racism, even though we do practice racism on the low. As they say. Because we know with the police and lawyers, you know that it's like bleach. It works well for whites, but not well for blacks. Some people may apply, as they say. Some people may imply. Why? Because the law is not for us. And she just so happened to get caught on camera with it. So, of course, they're going to throw her under the bus. Even though we know lawyers have never been for black people. We know that they try to get us to take these bargains and stuff that give us more time while they give their people less time or no time at all. I believe those police who killed the black man, they are on paid leave at the moment. But yet y'all sit up there calling them Chad and Brad, Tom, all that. Y'all call these white women Karen. Y'all calling them all types of cute names. It's disgusting. And I don't, it's like, it's frustrating, very much so. And I can't be mad at y'all, because I can't be mad at none of y'all, because this is just how we as black people are. We cope with things by making a joke out of it, even though we should not be making a joke out of it when it's a very serious topic and a very serious situation. Because we honestly are traumatized by all this that has happened. And the traumatization has lived on in our blood, and that is what we pass down. And it's to the point where some people, the only way they know how to survive in this white world, in white society, is to laugh at it off. We honestly need to seek counseling. We need to see a therapist, every single last one of us, because we're holding trauma since slavery. We've been holding this trauma for generations after generation after generation, and it's passed on to us. And how we know that this is the case, because some of us don't even want to be black. You have anti-black people. You have black people who see these issues but don't want to speak up because they are afraid. You have some black people who see these issues and just want to elevate themselves within the system. You have black people stepping in all over other black people just to get by. And all that is attributed to our trauma. So I cannot blame my people for the things that they do. For the things they say. It's just frustrating. Because we have to get over this traumatization. We can't be afraid. There is more of us than there are them. They said this in A Bug's Life and Ants. And it's those movies may have been cartoons, but they had the truest messages of all time. We outnumber them. And if we, the ants, realize how much we outnumber them, we could do more. Rather than sitting up here calling them by these cutesy names while they calling us nigger and nigga. And then they tricked us into calling ourselves niggers and niggas. Rather than doing that and calling them cutesy names, how about we do something about it? How about we get counseling, get some help, seek help for this trauma, rather than trying to become using comedy as a way to heal, because that's not healing. That's like being a wolf and trying to be with a rabbit. That's like being a lion and you're telling that lion you can't eat meat. It's just things that we can't do and we shouldn't be doing, but we do as a way of survival. Because we want to be appealing to white people rather than just being ourselves. So we give them these cutesy names because social media is also tricky in a way where we can't say white. So we write it in different ways. We say white people with spelled with WYPPO or YTE. We spell it in so many different ways. But then you have those who come up with the terms Karen, Becky, Brad, Tom, all that. Because social media, majority of it is owned by white people and they control what we say on there. And yes, I can understand those type of situations where if you have a message that you need to get out there, but you can't really say what you want to say, that you use these code words. I can understand those type of situations you would use Karen, Becky, or anything. But if the person has a name that you can't identify, just say their name. If you have another way, another platform on social media where you can get away with calling them white people, white devils, white demons, white bitches, then go on there and say that. Don't keep calling them by these cutesy names and then they sitting up there laughing at us for these so-called insulting names that are far from insulting because it does not hit hard. Call them a cracker and see how they get offended by that. Call them a cracker. Call them a redneck. Those hit hard as hell. Let's be honest. We came up with those terms. Because that's what they were. A cracker, the sound of the cracking whip. Redneck, because they got burnt by the sun. Because they are not natural to this world. So let's just stop calling them by these cutesy names and keep calling them by what we've been calling them for the longest. Devils, crackers, redneck, because it seemed to be more effective. And Plies even said it with his album. They didn't mind him saying nigga. They loved it. They ate it up. But as soon as he said cracker, that's when they was telling him to change the lyrics. Now that says a lot.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Titsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.